Come buy my new ballot, I have't in my wallet, but it will not, I fear, please every palate. Then mark what in sooth I swear by my youth, that every line in my ballot is truth. A ballot of wit, a ballot of worth, 'tis newly printed and newly come forth. It was made of a cloak that fell out with a gown that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. I'll tell you in brief a story of grief which happened when Cloak was commander-in-chief. It threw down our players, imprisoned Lord Mayors. In one day it voted down prelates and prayers. It made people perjured in point of obedience. Its covenant did cut off the oath of allegiance. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. It was a black cloak, in good time be it spoke, that killed many thousands but never struck stroke. With hatchet and rope, the forlorn hope did join with the devil to pull down the Pope. It set all sects in the island to work, and rather than failed would have brought in the Turk. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. It seized on the Targons, those fierce demigorgons. It brought down the bagpipes and pulled down the organs. The pulpits did smoke, the churches did choke, and all our religion was turned to a cloak. It brought in lay elders, could not write nor read. It set public faith up and pulled down the creed. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. This pious impostor such fury did foster, it left us no penny nor no pater noster. It threw to the ground 10 commandments down, and set up twice 20 times 10 of its own. It routed the king and villains elected to plunder all whom it thought disaffected. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. To blind people's eyes, this cloak was so wise. It took off ship money, but set up excise. Men brought in their plate for reasons of state, and gave to Tom Trumpeter and to his mate. In pamphlets it write many specious epistles to cousin poor wenches of bawkins and whistles. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that cramped all the kingdom and crippled the crown. In pulpits it move it, and was much approve it, for crying out, fight the Lord's battles, beloved. It bobbed how the gown put prelacy down. It trod on the mitre to reach at the crown, and into the field an army did bring to aim at the council, but shoot at the king. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that crumpled the kingdom and crippled the crown. It raise it up states whose politic pates do now keep their quarter on the city gates, to father and mother, to sister and brother. It gave a commission to kill one another. It took up men's houses at very low rates and plundered our goods to secure our estates. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that crumpled the kingdom and crippled the crown. This cloak did proceed to a damnable deed. It made the best mirror of majesty bleed. Though cloak did it not, yet he set it on foot by rallying and calling his journeymen to it. But never had come such a bloody disaster if cloak had not first drawn sword at his master. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that crumpled all the kingdom and crippled the crown. Though some of them went hence by sorrowful sentence, this lofty long cloak is not moved to repentance. But he and his men, 20,000 times 10, are plotting to do their tricks o'er again. But let this proud cloak to authority stoop, or Cockburn will get him a button and loop. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that basely did sever the head from the crown. Let's pray that the king and his only brother may be glorious and helpful one to another, both firmly united and lovingly such that the sacred succession none may dare touch. As Charles 3 crowns enjoys in possession, James' title is just to them all in reversion. Then let us endeavor to pull the cloak down that offers to quarrel his right to the crown. Let's pray that the king and our parliament in sacred and secular things may consent, so righteously firm and religiously free that papists and fans suppressed it may be. And as there's one God that doth overreign us, one faith, one worship, one church may contain us, then peace, truth, and plenty Great Britain shall crown, and schism and sedition with their author shall drown.